Welcome back here to Patriots All Access. The coach rejoins me now, and we talk about the Detroit Lions. You look at this team, and I remember going back to that preseason game last year. They're a talented group.
Very.
You know, they play with a little bit of an edge. Sometimes it's after the whistle, but Jim Caldwell is the head coach, and it seems like, I don't know, that's kind of channeled into going and playing good football. They don't seem like the old dirty team, but talented. What's the difference from them from last year and years past to now?
Well, I think they have obviously won a lot of close games, and they were in a lot of close games last year, but most of their games come right down to the wire, and they've found a way to win, whether it's been defensive stops or offensive drives to get in a field goal or get a touchdown, whatever they needed, but just making the plays they need to make in critical situations in the game.
Does it all start with Megatron? I mean, obviously he gets the top billing because of the name, the nickname, of course, the size. You know, a guy of that size that runs that fast.
There's no question. Yeah, he's a tough, great player in a tough matchup. But, you know, I think it's, you know, really starts with the quarterback, and he makes it all go. He does a good job of spreading the ball around. And, you know, he's a threat to run with the ball on third down and red area in critical mm-hmm. situations. Or it's not so much run with the ball and, you know, run for a bunch of yards, but extend the play and then give that great receiving core, whether it's, you know, the tight ends, the back, Reggie Bush, the receivers, time to get open, and then he finds them, and then they hit you for big plays. So we've got to do a good job with the quarterback and keeping him contained, and then we're going to have to obviously match up on the receivers, and whoever's got their man is going to have to be, you know, competitive with them. It'll be challenging.
All right, their front seven. Start with Ndamukong Suh, kind of one of those guys, and you've had guys here in the past and currently that you just can't block with one guy, that he just dominates a front.
Yeah, I mean, he's the J.J. Watt kind of you know, the NFC. He's big. He's physical. He's powerful. He's explosive. He runs well. He's got a great motor. He's not on the ground very much. He's got good balance. So, I mean, he can do it all, and he's a very instinctive guy. He can find the ball and read blocking schemes well. So they have a very disruptive front. You know, Levy's is an excellent linebacker. He has great range and speed. Makes plays sideline to sideline. And, you know, they've got some they're a very experienced team overall. You know, experience in the secondary, experienced linebacker. A couple of young guys on the defensive front, but they're still, you know, second and third year type guys. So, you know, this team knows how to play. They know how to win, and they know how to compete in tough situations.
Belstrader with the Lions, what are we going to look at?
Well, we'll definitely look at some of their defensive players. Right. They have a lot of negative plays. They got a lot of turnovers. They have a lot of good football players.
All right, good stuff. I don't think this is a trap game. All right, everybody sit tight right there. Belstrader later in the show. More of All Access back right after this.